Hey, what's up, everyone? This is Ren with Dance With My Demons podcast. Are you looking to start a podcast? Then let Buzzsprout be the way. Today is a great day to start your own podcast. Whether you're looking for a new marketing channel, have a message you want to share with the world, or just think it would be fun to have your own talk show. Podcasting is an easy, inexpensive, and fun way to expand your reach online. Buzzsprout is hands down the easiest and best way to launch, promote, and track your podcast. Your show could be online and listed on all the major podcast platforms like Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, iHeartRadio, Stitcher, and many more, just within minutes of finishing your recording. Podcasting isn't hard when you have the right partners, and the team at Buzzsprout is passionate about helping you succeed. Join over 100,000 podcasters already using Buzzsprout to get their message out to the world. With Buzzsprout, you can create something great together. Follow the link in the show notes, which lets Buzzsprout know we sent you. Buzzsprout will send you a $20 Amazon gift card if you sign up for a paid plan, and it's sent after a second paid invoice, and it helps support our show as well. Buzzsprout, the best way to create a great and professional podcast. Later. Hey, what's up, everyone? This is Ren with Dance With My Demons podcast, and I'm back with episode 14. I've entitled it, Let's Talk About Triggers. In this episode, I want to chat about mental health triggers and how they can be very disruptive and detrimental to our everyday lives. And what if the triggers that, you know, we're experiencing come from a very personal source? So with that being said, sit back, hit play, and welcome to Dance With My Demons podcast. Hey, what's up, everyone? This is Ren with Dance My Demons podcast. Welcome to the show, episode 14. Let's talk about triggers. This is a very important episode, very important topic to talk about because triggers can play a very big part in what happens with our mental illness, our moods, our, you know, just what goes on in our everyday life. Mental illness triggers, it's definitely something used to kind of describe something that kind of brings on a certain set of symptoms that can affect us when you have a mental illness. For example, if you're somebody who has a certain level of anxiety from being in a crowded room, your being in that room is going to trigger you to feel a certain way, most likely anxiety. If you are somebody who has been in a very terrible car accident, and being in a car can trigger you to have, you know, all kinds of anxiety or emotions or feelings because of the experience that you had. It's that type of feeling, that type of, you know, outlook on what triggers are that can affect your everyday life. You know, it's very important. But what I really want to get into more than anything else is, what if the triggers that are affecting us in our everyday life or more personal? What if it's a relationship we're in? What if it's our job? What if it's somebody we work with that's, you know, sparking certain feelings or emotional feelings or mental or stress-related or anxieties or depression? What if one of those things was what's triggering you? And what do you do with it when it's something that you live with day in and day out? Like being in a relationship, if you're being triggered by things that are happening in your relationship, you know, you're obviously dealing with it on a daily basis because you're in a relationship and it's a constant trigger. Or, you know, being at a job where something there is triggering you to feel a certain way, whether it be anxiety or depression or whatever it may be. What if it's a coworker that's just being around them is constantly triggering you, you know? And it's, what do you do? Do you just, you know, Because obviously you want to address the triggers. You know, you want to address the root cause of it. What are these triggers that are happening that are causing you to feel a certain way, whether it mental, emotional, physical, whatever it may be. You want to get to the root cause of it so you can address it and you can deal with it. But what do you do if it's something that's not as simple as just, you know, getting a new job or getting a new significant other? You know, it gets a little more complicated. It gets a little bit more personal. It would seem would be as simple as that, like just, you know, up and leave the situation. But in reality, it's not always, you know, as easy as it sounds. You know, it gets a little bit more involved. And, you know, when you are going through these emotional triggers, is it really okay to just kind of like just up and leave, or just kind of wash your hands of it just to avoid feeling a certain way? Because in reality, you know, we're dealing with triggers every day of our lives in some way, shape, or another. Whether we're at a grocery store and the noise, you know, the disruption that you're seeing or hearing or feeling at a grocery store is driving you crazy, and causing you to feel a certain way, anxious or whatever, do you just stop going to the grocery store? What if, you know, the person that you're with, you know, whether it's done, whether they're realizing or they're doing it or not, what if behaviors is causing you to trigger and feel a certain way? And, you know, you love and care about that person, but do you really just up and leave because of those triggers? I guess it really comes down to the emotional or mental levels, you know, the how much of it is truly disrupting your life, how big of a trigger is it that it's causing your life to be completely disrupted, or, you know, just basically tearing you upside down, you know, mentally and emotionally and physically. You can't really deal. Same thing with a job. What if you're at a job and it's just, you know, especially in today's world where things are, you know, financially very costly, and do you just up and leave a really great job, especially financially, you know, capable job that's really providing for you and taking care of you just to avoid triggers? I guess it really comes down to personal preference. I know for myself, you know, I love my job. I love what I do, but there are situations at my job where there are triggers. There are things that go on in my job, in my career, that trigger me to feel a certain way. You know, sometimes it could be triggering my anxieties. Sometimes it could trigger me to a certain level of depression. It can really be heavy, and it really can weigh you down. And so, you know, I asked myself, you know, is the job worth it? And realistically, yes, it is worth it, because it provides myself and my family, you know, financial stability. It's able to, you know, pay my bills. You know, if I just up and left for another situation, you know, when you really don't know what it's going to be like at that next situation either, what do you do? You know, I that's what I mean. Like, you have to come, I guess, pick your battles with your triggers and decide for yourself, you know, the pros and cons. You know, is it worth it being in a certain situation? What if you're in a relationship where you've been with somebody for quite a bit of time and you genuinely really love that person, you care about them, but you find yourself in a situation where, like, you're always arguing or you're always fighting with them, or just every little thing just kind of becomes a disruption to your life. And, you know, it forces you, you know, it's triggering you to feel a certain way, whether it be anxiety or stress or depression or whatever it may be. It's causing you to feel a certain way. You know, you kind of have to ask yourself, it's the same thing. It's pros and cons. You know, it's personal preference, personal decisions. You know, is it worth it to you? You know, and are there things within that relationship you can do to lessen the triggers? Have you spoken openly with, you know, your significant other or your partner, whatever it may be, and spoke to them about how certain things are triggering you? These are thoughts, and these are things that need to be discussed in our everyday lives. There are so many different triggers. You know, there's seasonal triggers. There's smells. There's things that, you know, you could be in a situation like, I know I work in a chemical environment where smells can cause, you know, triggers for me and cause me to feel a certain way or a certain level of anxiety, or it can kind of trigger me in the opposite way, where it provides me, you know, a certain level of stress or depression to some extent. Triggers are such a funny thing. They're such a complex thing because they come from everywhere. You know, I wish I could sit here and tell you that, you know, triggers are just limited to certain things, or, but they're really not. Triggers can come from everywhere and anywhere. And if it's causing you to feel a certain way or to respond a certain way, or, you know, whether it be anxiety or depression or whatever it may be, whatever it's triggering you to feel, you know, you have to be able to deal with it. You have to kind of be able to address it. You kind of have to be able to do something with it. Because if you keep going on about it in that way, you know, it's not healthy. It's not something you want to be constantly, you know, having to live through, because it can be very detrimental to your life, to your health, to your, you know, your natural well-being. You know, so it is very, very important to address these triggers, to kind of really take a really hard look at what's causing you to feel a certain way. Sometimes you have to take a really hard reality check within yourself and, you know, check from within, check what's going on at home, you know, check what's going on at work. Sometimes triggers could be coming from a family member. Sometimes triggers could be coming from your best friend. Sometimes it could be coming from your own kids. And it's not that, you know, these folks are doing anything to be harmful to you, but there may be situations where certain things are happening and causing triggers where it's causing you to feel a certain way. You know, how you respond to it, you know, triggers can, you know, cause you to feel so many different things. So it could probably put you into tears at times. It could probably cause you to have some level of a panic attack. It could probably cause you to feel, you know, a very deep-rooted feeling of depression where you can't even get out of bed. It can come in so many forms and so many different ways, but it needs to be addressed nonetheless. And it's important that you identify these triggers. I just kind of, for myself personally, I've kind of found a way of, I kind of log or jot down what I see, what my triggers are. And or if I'm in a situation where I see I'm being triggered by something, I'll make a mental note of it immediately. But then as soon as possible, I'll jot it down on a notebook or something. And it's a way of me identifying, you know, what is it that's happening around me that's causing me to feel a certain way. That way I can address it, and hopefully I can get some help with it. And I'm able to, you know, work with it, work through it. And, you know, that way I can continue to have a very healthy and emotional and mental well-being and health. You know, I want my health to be good. And it's important, you know. These triggers can also, you know, can make you feel a certain way physically. You know, stress, you know, can cause your body to physically feel certain things. I used to get such terrible stress in my upper back, my shoulder blade area, and I used to literally go to a physical therapist for it. And I remember they would always call it the crunchy, because when they were working through it, it literally was like balls of stress that would manifest itself in my shoulder blades. And when they have to work through it, it literally, they would have to like crunch it down, and you could literally feel it. And I guess within yourself, you can kind of hear it as well. So, you know, triggers are very important that they be identified and dealt with, because the last thing you want is to be feeling, you know, your everyday life, your mental, emotional, physical well-being to be, you know, being affected in a terrible way that's causing you to not be as productive in your everyday life as, you know, you need to be or you would like to be. These are all very important things that we must address. I don't know if we often address those as seriously as we should. I think for the most part, a lot of the triggers, we just kind of go with it, almost like, well, it's just, you know, normal. You know, we normalize it, I guess, to a certain extent, and we just kind of go about our business feeling unhealthy, you know, being physically ill, you know, whether it be in our digestive system, you know, whether in our breathing, like I said, whether it be in stress, how it physically, you know, makes our body feel. Like I said, it could also be emotional and mental. You know, it can affect us in so many different ways. And I want us to be able to, you know, all live healthy in our everyday lives. So if you are feeling a certain way, don't just ignore it. Please don't. And if you are able to see somebody about it, whether if you need to start with your own, you know, primary doctor, start there. If not, if you think it's, you know, you can identify a little closer, speak with your therapist, speak with your psychiatrist. You know, take steps that you can to address these issues, you know, these triggers that are going on in your everyday life and, you know, unfortunately, you know, making you feel terrible, you know, in your body, in your life, in your mental and emotional health. Yet you really do. You can't ignore these things. It's very important to address these issues. You know, we all want to be able to live a very normal, healthy, productive, a very fulfilled life. And having these, you know, little things, negative things going on can make that difficult. You know, we live such a short life as it is, and we want to be able to live it to the fullest and as best as we can. And the last thing we need are things going on within us to slow us down or to trigger us to feel, you know, very unhealthy. It's important. Please, you know, do something about it. Don't just sleep on it. Don't just ignore it. Don't just think that, you know, it's just going to go away. And be real. In order to kind of find out what these triggers are, you're going to have to do some real hard work within yourself. Address the issues that are causing these triggers. And sometimes, like I said, it could take on a more personal level. You have to make personal choices. What if the relationship that you're in is causing you to feel so terrible that you just can't anymore? You might have to make a serious decision in your life, life-altering decision. And it may not be by fault of the person in your life. Sometimes it could just be. Same thing with your career, your jobs. You know, what if the thing that we're passionate about and that we're doing in our life that's providing us financial stability, what if that's what's causing us, you know, to have these triggers that are causing us to feel unhealthy in a certain way? It's having these real conversations with ourselves that are going to make all the difference in the long run. By no means am I telling anybody here, you know, you're having, you know, these terrible triggers and you're feeling all these unhealthy things and it's caused by your significant other that you need to just break up with them. I'm not saying that at all, because like I said, it really comes down to personal choices. What's happening within you? What's happening in your personal life? I can't tell you what's going on in your personal life. Only you can do that for yourself. But I can tell you, or encourage you, is to do something about it. Get help. Speak to your significant other if it's something that's being caused by something that they're doing, whether they realize it or not. Speak to them. It's better to be honest and speak about it openly than to keep it within yourself and do nothing with it. Same thing with your job. You know, your job is equally as important as your relationships in your life, because it's where we spend, you know, a majority of our lives. You know, half of our life is spent, you know, at work, you know, doing what we have to do to provide for ourselves, for our family. And if what's happening there is affecting us emotionally, physically, mentally, there's something that has to change to make it better. You know, you're really going to have to dig deep and have a reality check with yourself and you know, really decide for yourself on a personal level what's worth it to you and what's not. So I hope this episode helped you all out there. I always feel like it's, obviously this show is me speaking about things that I go through in my life and, you know, what helps me. But one of the big reasons I do this show is to not only for myself, but it's also to help all you folks out there. And I hope episodes like this help you or help someone out there and helps them get through, you know, the tough times that they may be going through. So with that being said, I hope you enjoyed, you know, this week's episode. And I'll be back soon with a brand new episode. So until then, stay strong in mind, stay strong in heart, but most of all, don't let the demons get you down. Later. I hope you enjoyed this week's episode. I'll be back with an all-new episode very soon. Until then, you can catch past episodes of Dance with My Demons podcast on anywhere you listen to your favorite podcast on. You can also catch me on Instagram at DanceWithMyDemon69, on Facebook, Dance with My Demons podcast, on X at DWMDpodcast69. And also, if you or somebody you know is going through an emotional or mental crisis, 988 is the National Suicide Lifeline. Keep that in mind. We're all in this together, and everybody needs each other's help. So until then, stay strong in mind, stay strong in heart, but most of all, don't let the demons get you down. Later.